From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. Doug Byron reports in the Times Union that the schooner Apollonia has moved around 110,000 pounds of cargo and burned fewer than 10 gallons of diesel fuel in 3 years of sailing on the Hudson River. The 64-foot merchant schooner is the only working sail freighter in the U.S. The boat sails between Troy and Brooklyn, full of grains for breweries, coffee beans for roasters, shiitake inoculated logs for urban farms, and maple syrup, cider, pumpkins, salts, and other local goods. Tiana Kennedy, a Delaware County-based farmer who is also an original member of the Apollonia's crew, said, and I quote, "As a business model, we're doing remarkably well, almost breaking even for the cargo and crew," end quote. While others are trying to restore moving goods by sail, they have to overcome neglected port infrastructure, obstacles to funding, problematic regulations, and an aging population who have the relevant skills and knowledge of how to sail freight worse. Andrew Wilner, a Kingston-based former shipwright and executive director of the Center for Post-Carbon Logistics, said, and I quote, "We are really just one or two generations away from people who still know how to do this stuff," end quote. So instead, some of the Apollonia crew has no experience, like Brad Vogel, a Brooklyn-based poet. Vogel said, and I quote, "I came into the role with no logistics training, or really arguably any relevant training whatsoever. But I came with lots of will and enthusiasm and energy and real belief in the cause. It's been a wild ride, but a very rewarding one, to see two full seasons of sail freight happen on the Hudson with the Apollonia," end quote. Wilner said, and I quote, "This is the place where the first marine highway existed, and with the addition of the Erie Canal, this became one of the largest inland waterway complexes. There's absolutely no reason, with all the improvements we've made to both sail quality and the ability to use solar and hydrogen for canal traffic, that we couldn't replicate that. Couldn't have thousands and thousands of vessels using Hudson, New York Harbor, and the coast for transporting goods and people." Read more about this story in the Times Union. Jamal Cutler reports for Columbia Green Media that Matthew Fish, Don Friedman, and Marianne Piero are running for 3 seats on the Chatham School Board. Fish has been board president since 2021 and is registered independent. Friedman of Ghent has 3 children in the Chatham schools, and Piero of Chatham did not respond to questions for the feature about her election. Voters decide on the candidates and the school's budget from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. on May 16th in the Mary E. Dardis Elementary School gym. And you can read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. Jeanette Wolfberg reports in the Columbia paper that the Columbia County Board of Supervisors appointed Kevin Marchetto interim county coroner at its April 12th meeting. Marchetto is running for the position in the fall election. The supervisors also appointed Steve Meehan as Deputy Emergency Services Coordinator. The board also reappointed these people to the Columbia Green Workforce Development Board. Anne Marie O'Hanlon of Taconic, a business representative, Michael Torchia of Sickler, Torchia Allen and Churchill CPAs, business representative, Christina Veselowski of Key Private Bank, a business representative, Guy Hughes Jr. representing organized labor, Michelle Troy Ryder of the Department of Social Services, Ron Valentine of Questar 3, and Chris Nardone of Columbia Green Community College. Read more about this story in the Columbia paper. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.